From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Public workers want the Guyana government to seek arbitration of its prolonged strike action.
What justifies this action is because there have been significant neglect.
A central bank advisory to the Eastern Caribbean to be under the lookout for counterfeit EC notes and Montserrat in search of funds and investment to ease out of the volcano crisis. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, the paramilitary civil defense force has been called out to help the authorities cope with the effects of a crippling strike by public sector workers. The workers' unions are demanding pay increases of 40%. The government is offering less than 5%. Government and union leaders were today locked in talks to try to sort out their differences. Colin Smith reports.
Striking workers were again on the move through the streets today. They were joined by postal workers who entered the strike this morning. In the course of their march, the protesters stood for several minutes outside the office of the president, chanting and singing. Inside that office, what has been described as consultative talks were taking place between Mr. Lincoln Lewis, the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress, and Guyana's acting president, Mr. Sam Hines. Yesterday, Mr. Hines wrote to Mr. Lewis asking the TUC